In today's episode, we are talking about how you are able and how you should actually embrace your imperfections. We're talking about how to launch your business without having everything figured out, because I know many times we want to just have all of our ducks lined up. We want to have things in order. And sometimes that is really the hindrance to getting us to launch. So we're going to be talking about that. And I have some steps that are really going to help you get yourself to the next level. So I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now. But you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of CCO Club Podcast, where we are talking to women everywhere about starting their business, growing their business, scaling their business, for Christian women, because, and for believers, for everyone that really just wants some good advice with a little bit of Jesus thrown in there, right, to help you get where it is you want to get to, because the biggest thing is about impact. That's what I believe it is, and living the life that is intended, that we are intended to lead. So that's who we are. That's what we do. Head over to CCOClub.com to learn a little bit more about who we are, what we're doing, because we have some great things that are going on. So I appreciate you guys who are rocking with me as usual from all around the world, from various corners of the world that are just with me. Those of you who come on at the 5 a.m. time to listen to a sister talk, sometimes preach a little bit on what I think is important. And today really is about some encouragement. We are talking about embracing imperfection. So listen to this. I know firsthand what it is to want to have everything in place before you launch, right? I know it, right? You want to put everything in place. You want to be thinking, you know, I need a perfect website, or I need a website and I need a perfect logo. I need a perfect strategy before I start. But let me tell you that perfection is a myth, and that may set somebody free right there, because it's time to stop letting this perfection, this level of, you know, this highest level of what you need to before you launch to hinder you, right? Because I believe that it's time to stop letting that hold you back from the greatness that God has called you to do. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be breaking down why you don't need to have it all figured out to get started, and why these so-called mistakes can actually be your blessing. So I hope if you're driving, you're comfortable, you got some coffee, you're listening, however you listen, maybe you're at the gym, but let's get in, because as I'm telling you, the truth is perfection is absolutely overrated. It is absolutely overrated. And it's really an illusion. And I think sometimes we are chasing the wrong thing, right? We feel like we have to have it just right. And we feel like we have to have everything where we want it to be before we get started. And the reality is that we just have to be ready to launch and put ourselves out there. Because if you wait for perfection, you really, in a lot of respects, you're waiting past the time that you should be doing something. You might be past a window that God has given you to be connected to the right people at the right place and the right time. You might be waiting longer than you should be. Something else, life might start lifing on you and you just missed an opportunity. And the reality is while you're waiting, somebody else is out there showing up imperfectly. They're showing up imperfectly while they're learning. They're showing up imperfectly and growing. They're showing up imperfectly and getting closer to their goals. I want you to think about that, because what I know is that God didn't call us to be perfect. He called us to be purposeful, and that might set somebody free. He did not call us to be perfect. We know that there's only one perfect man to walk the earth, but he called us to be purposeful. I really want that to sink in. And think about every great story that you ever had heard, right? Like with everybody, every great successful entrepreneur, every impactful leader, they all had to start somewhere. And it wasn't from a place of perfection. It really was from a place of action, right? It was like, I'm going to do this. And I know that there are some of us that are overanalyzers, right? And that is really, really want you to think about the why behind that. And I'm not telling us, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't analyze, that we shouldn't be thinking critically about things before we launch, but we really got to get ourselves out there, because if we want everything to be just right before we do it, then I don't know how God is going to bless it. I'm sure he can bless that. But I think sometimes we have to lean on him just a little bit more. Here's the thing. Our job isn't to be flawless. It's to be faithful to the call. Right? God isn't really looking for perfection. He's looking for a willing heart, right? Someone to say, here I am, Lord, use me, flawed and all, messed up and all, not ready and all, but the desire and the passion to do your will, the desire and the passion to launch this business, desire and the passion to make connections, to leave a legacy, right? For those who are following after me. So I think that that's something that we have to think about. And here's the next thing that the power of starting imperfectly is scary, right? We've all been there. It's scary. And it's vulnerable. We don't always like to be in a vulnerable in a vulnerable place to putting ourselves out there when we feel like we don't have the right answers. And the reality is that we're never going to have the answer that we need. Not all of them. And that's okay, right? That's okay. What I often think about is, if I have all the answers, then where does God have the room to breathe into it, right? Like, if I have it all together, if I have the whole vision, right? If I have all the steps, then where does God breathe? And sometimes he's just waiting for us to get out there and then allow him to guide our steps, right? And that's what's something that's important. So starting imperfectly is one of the greatest gifts really that you have, because it really just gives you permission to grow. Think about that. It allows you to learn by doing, figure things out, make adjustments as you go. Like that's what it's about. It's not about having the answers. It's about having the courage to do it. And because that there is, I don't know if people understand, if we understand the power of the testimony, the power of getting started where you are without knowing, doing it scared anyway, because what that is going to do is, I'm telling you, I truly believe that that blesses not only us in the long run, but those who come after us, because they're going to be looking at us. Someone is always watching you, whether you know it or not. And if you have the courage to do it, then others are going to have the courage to do it. I remember there was years ago, a particular pastor when I was back in California that I had, and there was something that was going on. Don't remember what it was. And my pastor at the time, who I was very close with, I don't know if he was able to do it. Like whatever it was something that he wasn't doing. And I remember going to him in tears, and I was like, Pastor, if you can't do it, I can't, it can't be done. Cause I was looking up to him to be stronger than me, right? Stronger than what I was aspiring to be, stronger than where I was at the time. And I was like, well, you got to slay that giant. Cause if you can't slay that giant, then I can't slay that giant. Right. Because sometimes that's how we look up to people. And I'm saying that to say that somebody is looking up to you. Somebody is watching you. Somebody knows where you came from. Somebody knows how you grew up. Somebody knows when you had lost everything. Somebody knows when you were down in your luck. And to see you rise above that is sometimes the absolute blessing that someone else needs to have the courage to do. There are people, watch this. sometimes we might simply need to be John the Baptist. Be the one that came and was doing the work before the one that actually was the one. He was the one that was baptizing and said, there's one that's greater than me that's coming. Sometimes we want to be the one, and sometimes it might be that we have to be the one before the one. But if John the Baptist wasn't doing what he was doing, right? If he wasn't doing what he was doing and getting people ready, right? It would have been a different story when our Savior finally got to the earth, right? So what I'm saying is you have to be willing to do what it is that you have to do without the answers, right? You have to be willing to do with what you have to do without the answers. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination, right? And here's the other thing that I really want you to do. Even the messed up ones, even the times where you're taking steps and they're messed up, they're teaching you. They're helping to refine you. They're helping you to get better. I literally, before this podcast, was talking to a sister friend of mine who I'm going to have on the podcast soon. She has a clothing line. And I was there, you know, before she started or when she started. And I'm so like just incredibly proud of the growth that she's having, and not just in the growth of her business, but the growth in her mental, the growth in her journey, the growth in where she is now. And instead of trying to hurry up and go fast, she is slowing down to understand. That might set somebody free right there, right? And just hearing that, because she was watching the steps and she's refining the process, right? And then she's preparing for bigger things that she knows that God has in store for her, right? Because even the missteps, even the like, I shouldn't have did that, those lessons, they're mistakes, the building blocks, because they help you to learn. The thing is really be, and think about this, be quick to make mistakes. Because what we try to do, the fallacy is that we should avoid mistakes. No, mistakes are going to be part of the process. So be quick to get to them because you know that they're going to happen. So don't try to avoid them. Try to get to them. Try to get through them. Try to learn from them and then try to evolve from them, right? Because that's what's super important. I don't think I've ever said that before. I don't even think I've really thought about it that way, but be quick to the mistakes because they're going to happen. I used to want to avoid them all the time, but now I'm just like, they're gonna come, so I'm gonna just do what I do. And when I learn something, okay, I don't do that no more, do it this way, right? Because it helped me find that rhythm and that flow, right? It helped me to find who I was, right? And doing the things that I needed to do. So that's something that I think is very, very important. So I want to give you what I think are some practical steps to help you to embrace your imperfections. Some of these, like you've heard them before, but again, it's saying them over and over and over again so that you understand, because you might be hearing them in a different context, right? And so they're going to impact you differently. So step number one is take the first step, no matter how small it is, right? No matter how small, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're dreaming about. Right? Whether it's a new product, a new course, a new blog, a new webinar, a new clothing line, a new book, an ebook, a mastermind, take the first step. It doesn't matter. Take the first step because you cannot, it's all speculation until you launch. That might help somebody right there. It's all speculation. It's all, you haven't started a business till somebody purchases. It's all cute, it's hobby, it's dream, but you got to sell something. If you're selling something, you got to sell something for it to be a business. Or else it's not. It's just not. It's a hobby until you sell something. So you got to take the first step. And it doesn't have to be big. Maybe you start with just writing it down. Maybe you start with the commitment. Maybe you start with an accountability group. Maybe you start by putting up a social media page. Maybe it's reaching out to someone to mentor you. Like you might want my help, right? Reach out. Right? Getting some advice. But whatever it is, you got to take the first step. You have to put yourself out there because you can't do what you're going to do if you're worried that it's perfect. So no matter how small it is, take the first step. That's a thing. And don't do that like when we're talking about weight loss. You'll say, oh, okay, I'm gonna start on Monday to have I'll start at the top of the month. Start today. Make the promise to yourself to start today. Make the promise to yourself that, okay, I'm going to write something. I'm going to put a note in my phone. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this next thing that I need to get. Start today. And no matter how small it is, the next step is release that fear of judgment. So here's really the thing. really one of the things that we fear the most is what others might think about what we're doing. And the truth is that people really aren't thinking about us nearly as much as we think they are. It's really in our head. I promise you. Because you know why? They're dealing with their own stuff, right? And whenever, if you do put yourself out there, they're usually, if they're saying something negative, because we know that people out there, there's some people like that just like you missed the joke. And so now you weigh on this other side. There's going to be people that are out there hiding behind the veil of social media. Don't read it and don't let them get to you. Right. Because those that really matter are always going to cheer you on. And those that criticize you, they're going to do it anyway. So don't let the critics be the measuring stick. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to criticize. That's what their job is. That's what's happening in their life. So don't pay attention to it. Don't read that stuff, right? But release that fear of judgment, because it's really, for the most part, it's in our mind. Because again, because I'm one of the biggest cheerleaders out there. I don't care who it is. I'm cheering for my people. And the thing is that I'm also, because I'm cheering for my people, I'm going to give them an honest perspective of what I think. And because I'm a cheerleader for my people, they often will ask my advice because they know how my mind works. They know I'm a strategist. They know I support them. They know I'm trying to look from the perspective of their blind spots. So then they want the help because they know that I'm one of their helpmates, right? And so we got to put our power and our thinking in the hands of those that have our best interests at heart. That's what I'm trying to say, right? Instead of giving more power to those that are maybe criticizing us. So that's something that's important. Next step. Step number three is celebrate progress. No, not perfection. Celebrate every single win, no matter how small. You've heard this before. Did you make a sale? Celebrate. Did you finish that post? Celebrate. Did you start writing out that ebook? Celebrate. You outlined it. Celebrate. Did you put your, course together? Celebrate. Did you start working on your social media graphics? Celebrate that. It don't have to be big wins, because you want me to tell you what? Every time you have that celebration, is going to give you that much more power to do the next thing. Every time you celebrate that, it's going to give you that much more confidence to do the next thing, right? Because it's a journey, right? To getting where it is that we want to get to. And we have to make sure that we're celebrating progress, not that, oh, I got this done, but that I kept going. My Lord and my God, that I kept going down the road. So that's number three. And the last one, number four, embrace your journey with grace and kindness. Oftentimes we are very, very hard on ourselves. We look more at our mistakes and our failures and our shortcomings than it is the things that we did well. And so we have to give ourselves grace. And watch this, we give way more people grace and mercy than we do ourselves. We celebrate them more than we celebrate ourselves. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. We have to get used to celebrating ourselves. And I'm going to challenge some of you. I just feel this in my spirit that you need to tell yourself you love yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself and tell yourself that. Look at yourself and tell yourself that you're going to be kinder to yourself, that you're going to be more gracious to yourself, that you are going to celebrate yourself more. You're going to care for yourself, your temple, your mind, your body, your spirit more than you are. I know that was for somebody out there. I know that was for somebody out there, because God just placed that in my spirit. We are, because you watch this, we're always going to have days that things don't go well. They're not going to go as planned. Especially in business, in life. Life is going to start lifing. You're going to feel like giving up. You're going to have questions of whether you're on the right track or the right path, or whether you're doing the things that you're supposed to do. And here's what people fail to realize. That's part of the process. Sometimes I feel like presents that God has for us, gifts that God has for us, are wrapped in that type of stuff. They're wrapped in I don't know. They're wrapped in I feel like giving up. They're wrapped in the questions. I don't think this is right. They're wrapped in I don't want to get started because I don't have everything set up. They're wrapped in man, these people are criticizing me, so I'm going to stop. They're wrapped in that. And the journey, my God, the journey is to be able to get through that stuff, because the gift, the present that God has for us is underneath that, because that type of stuff is what stops the average person from doing what it is they're supposed to do, that type of stuff. But you have to understand it's okay. it's okay, because every single step is part of a much bigger picture that God is weaving together. It's part of a bigger picture. And you have to know that that's what it is that you have to do. Remember this, that you are enough just as you are. And you have what it takes to build your business that you're dreaming. You have what it takes. You have the message. You have the gift. And it might feel messy and it might feel uncertain, but embrace that. Because God is going to be with you every step of the way if we allow him to be. We just can't, if we don't do it, where will God be in the process, right? And so I just want to encourage you today that you have it, you can do it, you can make it happen. You just have to start. You just have to embrace that imperfection, because it's going to be there and it's part of the journey. Because I'm telling you, wrapped up in all that craziness, God has something for you on the inside. I pray. God, I thank you for this podcast. I thank you for my sisters and even my brothers that are listening to this podcast. I pray that there was something that I said about imperfections and embracing them and being kinder to themselves that really set some folks free and helped them to see that they are great. They are perfectly imperfect. Perfectly imperfect. And that is who you use to do great work all throughout the word, all throughout life. It is you, God, using those of us who are imperfect to do great works. And I'm asking you to continue to use us, bless us, and keep us as we work to get our businesses where you would have them to be, so that not only we are blessed, our families are blessed, but we can help to impact, positively impact the world. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen. I will see you guys on the next episode.
Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.